It's all happening here on the third stage of the day, special stage 9, the Mighty Knockalla, 19.6 kilometers in very, very tricky conditions. And once again, there has been a change at the top of the leaderboard, and Callum Devine, after taking the lead in Cairn Hill, losing the lead to Josh Moffat on Gary Gort, has reclaimed that place at the front of the field. The Dairyman with Nolo Sullivan on board on their Polo GTI R5, putting in a brilliant time of 10.17.2 was the time of Callum Devine. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in their Hyundai i20, 10 minutes 24.4. So that means Devine now leads by 6.5 seconds. The reason Moffat lost time was because he had an overshoot in there in Knockalla, and he dropped almost 7 seconds in there to Callum Devine as the battle at the front once again continues to heat up through the hills of Donegal. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty, well, they had a 10.21.6, which was a good time by them, but it wasn't the fastest, because that went to Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in their Polo R5. The man who has won the British Championship on 3 occasions. We were expecting big things from him this weekend. He had trouble yesterday. He now has the car sorted, and he was the quickest time. He has the quickest time through Knockalla first time round, 10 minutes 16.3. The fastest time of the day in Knockalla goes to Matt Edwards, and he was just under a second quicker in the time of Callum Devine. So outside of the top three then, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are in fourth position overall, good steady time of 10.22.1. That would be the fourth fastest time of the day. They sit 20 seconds adrift of Sam Moffat. Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson, they are in fifth position overall, moving up a place because Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson have dropped down. Marion Evans taking the guts of 11 seconds out of Desi Henry in that stage. Evans goes to fifth, Henry drops to sixth, but now Henry has to deal with Matt Edwards and David Moynihan, who are seventh, and as they head to the second loop, there's just 2 seconds separating Henry and Edwards in that battle for sixth position. Robert Barabel had another good run. He's on the right tyres as well. 10.21.2 for Barabel, eighth overall. Jonathan Greer, 10.26.4, and David Kelly and Dino Sullivan, 10.29.4. So that means Kelly drops to 10th as Johnny Greer moves up in the standings. In relation to Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, they're on their own back door here, of course, down at Knockalla. Gallagher's home place is only up over the top of the hill there. The time for Gallagher, 10.30.7, so 10 minutes 30. 0.7 seconds for Gallagher as he now sits in 12th position overall, and he moves up a place, moving ahead of Gareth McHale. So Kevin Gallagher continues to go well, and he has a big advantage in the two-wheel drive category, because you have to go down to now 17th in the overall standings to Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly. Their time, 10 minutes 55.4. So Kevin Gallagher taking the guts of 25 seconds out of Kevin Eaves in there in Knockalla in the battle for the two-wheel drive honours. And have a look at their overall time. Kevin Gallagher, 1 hour, 4 minutes and 37.4 seconds. And then Kevin Eaves is 1 minute 5, 34.9. So there's just under a minute of an advantage there for Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore. We're not even at the halfway stage yet in this Donegal International Rally, but we expect the big things of Gallagher in there at Kem as well. He's going to have the fastest time, no doubt, of all the two-wheel drive contenders, and he continues to sit in 12th position overall, just outside the top 10, but going very well indeed. What's happening now is the cars are heading into service. They're going to service in Letterkenny for the first time today. Chris Ashmore is there for Highland Radio Sport, and we will have reaction pieces available on our Facebook page, Highland Radio News and Sport. Well, he will be speaking to all the leading contenders as they make their way into service in Letterkenny. And then the next stage of the day after that is going to be this loop again, Cairn Hill, Gary Gort, and back to Knockalla. Will there be more rain on the way in the afternoon? It has certainly made things difficult for the drivers so far today. We've already seen high drama here in relation to times, but when you actually see the number of competitors that's in the top 20, we haven't lost anybody yet. So even though it's affecting their times, they're also staying on the road. And the man who is leading the field now is Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan. They have taken the grip of this event by 6.5 seconds from the defending champions Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, with Josh's brother Sam continuing to hold on to third. But this rally is still not done. There's still a lot of kilometres to cover today, and as we know, anything can happen in Donegal.